A Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today. The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Happy savings! Thanks to Discount Power for their great rates and service. Sign up on a Wise Buy 12 electricity plan and get a $25 bill credit. DiscountPowerTX.com/promotions. Yes, get a $25 bill credit when you sign up at DiscountPowerTX.com/promotions.
Certain terms and conditions apply. One-time $25 off credit will be given to the second month's bill only to new customers who successfully sign up for Wise Buy 12 plan at DiscountPowerTX.com/promotions. PUCT 10177.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
The holiday season is gone, but the season for delicious food has just begun. Come to Arling's Chinese for your favorites like Miri Miri Sizzler, Chili Chicken, or the legendary Lobster Manchurian. Don't forget our tantalizing appetizers like Chicken Lollipops and Paneer 88. Plan your next family dinner at Arling's Chinese. Halal menu available? Visit arlingschinese.com.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name. Amir Ali Dodia. Your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company. 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
Listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
स्वैग से करेंगे सबका स्वागत स्वैग से करेंगे सबका स्वागत
वेलकम ह्यूस्टन टू चाय टाइम
हियर इज योर मंडे चैट ओनली ऑन 99.5 एफएम विद योर होस्ट
लिन
एंड साशा थैंक्स फॉर ट्यूनिंग इन ऑन दिस रेनी beautiful Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had an amazing weekend and a very happy Valentine's Day. Lynn, I can't see you.
I'm
like over here looking
can
for you.
Can we just move this? I can hear a voice. I can't see the face. That's hard.
Aw.
How was your Valentine weekend, girl?
Oh, it was very good. So the hubby was out of town.
Yeah.
And then he popped up Friday morning on Valentine's Day. He was supposed to come that night, but then he ended up coming in the morning, surprised me with a bouquet of flowers.
Aww, that's sweet.
Yeah, and so mom's here, right? So he even got mom a bouquet of flowers, and then for the girls, he got balloons and chocolate and things like that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so Valentine for the entire family.
That was the best ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we went to go see a movie on Saturday night.
Oh, okay. That's
so that
good.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sasha, you need to lower the music a bit.
I think
so. I can't
so.
Hear you too.
I know. I was like, I think I was just too excited to talk.
What's going on here today?
The usual.
So, of course, before we start the show, we need to mention about the event that is coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
It's organized by Unite and Inspire. It's a nonprofit organization, and they are having a wonderful event called the Kidpreneurs on a Rainbow.
Yeah.
And our kids are going to be involved in that.
Yes.
So we are excited.
That's exciting.
They're going to start, they're going to have their own business, try and sell, make sales.
Yes.
And they're going to learn a lot, I think, starting with learning math.
Yeah.
I think, right?
They're going to be doing their own calculations and selling their art.
Yes. So, you know, this event is a free event. It's at Madden Elementary it's a School in Richmond, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's this Saturday, February the 22nd, and it starts at 1 p.m. So, guys, I mean, if you want to go and see the kids working hard, support them and support this wonderful organization.
Yes. We'll be there, so we hope to see everyone there as
well. I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, today, joining us is our dear friend, Mr. Nelvin Adriatico.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I kept trying and he is the CEO and founder of Core Realty, a brokerage firm that specializes in commercial and residential real estate development, management, investment, and financial services. Oh, and business consulting.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Mr. Nelvin came from Olongpo City, Philippines, and has lived in Houston, Texas since 1999.
Yeah,
wow.
A long time.
Okay. Well, he is not only a successful entrepreneur, but very involved in organizations and programs which serve the community. Your focus is on community collaboration and engagement, which has led him to a number of board leadership roles. Just to name a few, board chairman of the Alliance Multicultural Community Services, president of Asian Pacific American for Public Affairs, co-chairman of Mayor's Office of New Americans, Immigrants and Refugees, and a chairman of Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Texas. He's also a producer and a TV host of the Telly Award-winning talk show, Chit Chat Houston, which is currently on their third season.
Yes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Where do you get the time? Wow.
That's an amazing introduction, man. I didn't realize that you're going to actually read those.
That's a big resume. Okay,
yeah, no,
amazing.
Yeah.
You are amazing. Yeah.
Well,
we love
thank
it.
Thank you. Well, I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, really excited to
chat with you guys. I just had my chai this morning because my dad always prepared chai tea for me.
That is amazing.
And so my husband and I, we always have to go to his house in the morning because he would cut fruits for us in the morning, and then chai tea is our breakfast. So every day, 7 days a week.
That is amazing.
So shout out to our dad, Sham Tadani.
Yes.
Hi, Dad. We love you.
We love you too, Dad.
We'll see you on Chai Time for sure.
Yes.
I hope my husband is listening too. Hi, babe.
Avinash. He should be watching us live, right?
Oh, should be. Should be, right?
Yeah, of course. We are on Facebook Live. And so people, you know, go on Chai Time page and watch this wonderful show. It's going to be a very inspiring, emotional show, I'm sure, because when we met you first, and Elvin, it was, you know, you told us so many things. We talked about a lot of things. And when we said, hey, what do we do, right? Like, where do we start? And of course, you said $20 and a dream.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, as everyone know, last year I ran for office, right?
Yes,
so
right.
The platform that I really put together is, for me, of all the struggle, being an immigrant in this country, right? So all of us, as much as, I think people that I know are all immigrants in this country, especially yes. in the city of Houston. We'll just focus on the local aspect mm-hmm. of it, right? So you see Houston as a very, very diverse community. So I came to this country with a $20, right? So, and from there, this country has given me so much, So for me, the only way I can give back is do something and yeah. serve our community. And that's how it started. I started doing volunteer work. I started doing community, participating in so many organizations. And people always ask me, why do you do this? Because I said, it's my way of giving back.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. this country and the people has given me so much to be thankful for. You know, having a business on my own, working for a bank before for 18 years, wow. had really allowed me to see the struggle of so many business people. So when I see small businesses, my passion is there all the time right away because I want to help them.
Yeah.
I really want to help them because people don't understand how it directly help other people by creating jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and when you create jobs, it helps sustain the community itself.
Right.
The community.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's why when I ran for office, I ran stating that small businesses has to come together, right? And because they're the one that helps build a community.
Yeah.
Because without the small businesses creating jobs and helping people within the community, I don't think we're going to go anywhere. That's why I always, always believe in supporting small businesses. You know, when I buy stuff, like, you know, when I just go to Bel Air, for example, or I'll go to bakery. I will go to all the small bakeries and
yeah.
stuff and go get something there. Even if I go everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just to get some small stuff. Or even buying, supporting, you know, a thrift store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's so important for us. Yes, this national brand stores are good for our community and for the city as a whole. But we have to understand how the small businesses in the community support our community
yeah.
to sustain themselves, right? And part of that, this small community, small businesses also helps all the organizations that we support, nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah.
And like you guys, I mean, you do a lot of programs.
Yeah, we have like, you know, used Chai Time as a platform to support a lot of the nonprofits because they need a voice as well. And of course, there is social media, which yeah. plays a big part. But just, you know, radio sometimes, radio, TV, it reaches out to a lot more, a vast right. amount of people. And, you know, why not we do something
exactly.
for a good cause yeah. and even spread awareness? Because
right.
that is so much, it's needed a lot,
yeah.
especially in South Asian communities. And, you know, like we tend to sort of just, you know, be comfortable in our own little home, in our own
yeah.
little, you know, but
yeah.
we need to get out
yeah.
there to
yeah.
improve our lives
yeah.
and people's yeah. lives as well.
Yeah, especially the Asian community, the platform, you know, being a Filipino itself too, sometimes we're forgotten.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know? You know, I think that's the biggest challenge. And I think one of the reasons why my team especially for when we did the chit chat show.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to give back to the community by not just discussing and talking about entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So part of our show is interviewing people that serves the community itself.
Yes.
And also not enforcing, but influencing other people to understand the value of participating in the community. Like, for example, we're going to have a census this coming March
right.
April this year.
Yeah.
It's a census 2020.
Yes.
You know, how many times that I've spoken to so many, and they feel like they don't want to bother to be part of it.
Yeah.
And I said, this is so important. You live in the community. This is where your livelihood is.
Yes,
we came from different countries, like from Philippines, from India, from China, from Vietnam. But it's good to remember where we come from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But it's also, we have to think forward because we live in this country now.
Yes.
So we became American citizens because we wanted to be part and be involved in this country. So our priority should be this country.
Absolutely.
Now, right? We still can help our countrymen and our people from outside by, you know, sometimes then when there's tragedy, like right now there's happening, a huge tragedy happening in the Philippines right now, like the eruption of the volcano in Taal, which is my ex-wife live, actually.
Oh, wow.
So there's so many people in our community are doing so many programs, like the Houston Royal Oaks Lions Club, the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Texas, which I'm part of. They are doing so many events to help and donate to our country. But at the end of the day, I always tell people, this is America. It should be our priority. Participating in election, participating in census should be part of our engagement.
Yes.
Yeah.
People don't understand when I would tell them, District J, for example, when I ran for office, how many population do we have in the district alone? It's more than 200,000.
Yeah.
But you know, when I found out that 10 years ago, only 12% submitted their questionnaire.
Whoa.
12%.
That's it?
Yeah. So, and how do you expect our city, our local government, to support the need of our community if we ourselves that living in that community are not participating and engaging? And we complain all the time, we need more policemen, we need this, we need that, we need to fix the road. But when it comes to us to provide what's needed so the city and the community can have the funding, then we're not engaged.
Yeah.
And what we do is complain.
True.
You know, I'm going to get a lot of, you know, sometimes people make comments about sometimes when I speak, because I just want to speak the truth, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're going to have to wake them up.
Yeah.
You know, because if we don't, come on, who's gonna do it for us?
Yeah. And who's losing out? The people.
The people are losing out.
Yeah. So you're just trying to speak for them and trying to spread that awareness. Good. Hey, sign up on the census.
Yeah. And I told them, I know it's scary for others, especially of the undocumented.
Yes.
I know it's scary for other people that are immigrants because they think that this is giving out the information. Yes. But you know, every person living in this country, you are losing $1,596 per person.
Wow.
If you don't get reported.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part in our culture, being Filipino, for one, because of our last name.
Yeah.
Because of our last name, right? Because we're guided like the Hispanic community.
Right.
Right. So a lot of Filipinos are not being counted.
Oh.
Right. So that's why they're so focused on so much now of the culture and the community, by community, the Indian community. I don't know if there's any the statistics on how many Indian community, Pakistani community has given their count.
Yeah. And I think the main focus is also we need to educate people. You know, people are very afraid to ask questions.
Yes.
And that is one of the main issues for a lot of people. It's like, if we keep our mouth shut, we'll be fine.
Right.
So that's the kind of attitude we all have to change. I think it's important because, like you said, that, you know, census 2020 is important, and it comes every 10 years.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We all have to grab this opportunity.
Right.
It is.
And, you know, and that's what I say, especially in the south side of Houston, it's very dense with a lot of even immigrants and refugees. You know, we got to really, and I think your show is a good avenue to educate people almost on the daily basis. If we have to do this on a daily basis, you know, wherever I go, right? Wherever I talk to, I always tell people, be counted, not haunted. I actually created a hashtag.
Wow.
I created a hashtag, be counted, not haunted. And I'm actually going to be presenting as one of the panel to be interviewed next week, February 21st. I think it's next week, right?
Yeah.
Next Saturday. To be part of that. And that's why this is very crucial, because we need to educate people.
Yes.
If we start getting people engaged on the census, maybe it will open up their mindset.
Yes.
How important, invaluable their participation is. And then election comes in.
Yes.
You know, it's, we just need to kind of train their brain, right?
Yeah.
So they can be part of this process. We're here in this country now. We live in this country. We need to support and help one another.
Yeah.
As much as we're helping other people from our own country.
Yeah.
Right? That's true. Yeah. And, you know, Nelvin, you are very passionate about refugees, immigrants, of course.
Yeah.
And when we came and met you, you talked about this documentary film, Human Flow. And I must tell you, that was just like, it just broke our hearts. Eye-opener. And it was just like, there were just no words to kind of explain the impact it has, like the refugees, the life they go through. It was, I just couldn't not find any words. And I just was bawling my eyes because, you know, we know what refugees, we have a little bit of the understanding of it. Yeah. But when we watch a movie like that, a documentary like that, and listening to people talk, listening to, you know, people mention about, talking about their lives, how they have spent almost the entire life in that home and it gets destroyed. And then they are told it's only for a short time. Your life is going to be, you're going to start a new life, but only for a short time. But it lasts for 25 to more than that.
You know, last year, one of the biggest message that I bring and deliver to people is that when did America started, not, I don't like to use the word hate because that's a very strong word.
It is, yes.
But when did we become unwelcome to refugees? When did we became so ganged up about asylees? Asylum seekers.
Mm-hmm.
And when did we so became so divided and like dislike immigrants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the biggest thing that I don't understand. Where I see all the time that the immigrants and the refugees are one of the hardest working people. If you look at all the small businesses, people that cater to small businesses, people that works on the road, people that works taking the trash, doing so many, there are all immigrants and refugees doing, a lot of them doing all the work.
Yeah.
So when I hear, like, I think it was a week or 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. when Governor Abbott said that we're stopping the welcoming refugees in this state, that really broke my heart. Because I said to myself, why? These people are not doing anything. Did you know how hard it is to be vetted just to be a refugee? One of the hardest vetting process to be approved and come to this country.
Yeah.
And people are fearful. That's why I said it's all about knowing the unknown and the fear of the unknown. That's why us, mm-hmm. we need to help educate these people. I serve as a chairman of the board of the Alliance.
Right.
We help so many refugees settled in Texas. Because I think the top three state, if I'm not mistaken, that people go to is New York, California, and Texas. And among the three states, Texas is the most affordable.
Yeah.
So, of course, people are going to come here in Texas. That's why a lot of immigrants and refugees here in Texas, right?
Yeah.
So they just want a life. You know, that show Human Flow really made me cry. Seeing the people struggle from being not just about because of what the government or the war that's happening in their country, but the hunger, the lack of resources, the lack of opportunity. So they just want to give something, to give life for their kids. Well, some of them, they will allow and let their kids just to be taken, to be separated from their family, just to give a second, better life for this. Why? Sometimes it really just bugs me so much why people don't get it.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes...
Sometimes we forget to be human, just simply humanity itself, it's humanity. You know, because like, I mean, people, when I watched this and there was this lady who said, I get food, I get shelter, but I still want to be treated as a human being.
Yeah. I think it's the reality. I think when I came to this country, I've had so much hope, you know, so much. I said to myself, if I work hard, I'm going to make it. Because this is what you call the land of opportunity.
Yes.
And it did. It made that happen for me. So I want to give that, and I want other people to experience and have the same opportunity that I was given. You know, that's why when I brought my son here, I told him, I said, you know, we got to be thankful and appreciate everything that this country has given us. So the only way for us to give back is to help the people that needs help, the people that needs opportunity, guide them, maybe show them the path as well, because that's the only way, and hopefully they will give and pay forward,
because
that's the only thing that we can do, give them the opportunity so they can pay forward, so hopefully someday they would do somebody in generations to come, that people are coming to this country, they will be very welcoming.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So if you have not watched that show called The Human Flow, it's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
It's on
Amazon Prime. You gotta watch it because it will really open your heart.
Yes. Yeah. I watched it the other day and I couldn't stop crying.
I want to actually do a show, maybe hopefully we can invite the director of of that show and have a one-on-one someday.
All right, so let's take a short break. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM. We're in conversation with Mr. Nelvin Adriatico. It's like we have so much to talk about, a lot to cover. So when we get back, we will continue our conversation. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM. होके दिल ये दीवाना एक पल भी जाने जाना मुझसे दूर नहीं जाना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना
सताओ ना तुम मुझे सताओ
मैं तुमको समझ जाऊं तुम मुझको समझ जाओ
ना मैं तुम्हें सताऊं ना तुम मुझे सताओ
मैं तुमको समझ जाऊं तुम मुझको समझ जाओ
चाहत ही पूजा हो मन मंदिर हो जान मन तो जी
वन बन जाएगा प्यार का तराना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना कहता है पल पल तुमसे होके दिल ये दीवाना
कहता है पल पल तुमसे होके दिल ये दीवाना एक पल भी जाने जाना मुझसे दूर नहीं जाना प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना
प्यार किया तो निभाना प्यार किया तो निभाना
The Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
अरे भाई इस शादी की तकरीब में तो बड़ी रोशनी आए हर तरफ जगमग जगमग भाई तुम भी आए हो इधर आओ
जी आंटी
अरे इतने बुझे बुझे क्यों लग रहे हो
जी कुछ नहीं
भाई माशाल्लाह तुम भी अब शादी की उम्र का हो गए हो
और कोई ऑप्शन भी नहीं था आंटी
तो फिर अगली बारी तुम्हारी नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट
जी आंटी
हाय हाय गुड्डू के बेटे का अकीका कितना शानदार है हर जगह बल्ब टिमटिमा रहे ओए होए तुम भी आए हो
जी आंटी
आई सुना है तुम्हारी शादी हो गई
जी क्या कर सकते हैं
हाँ तो मैं कुछ खबरी कब सुना रहे हो अगली बारी तुम्हारी नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट
जी आंटी
अरे क्या हुआ आंटी जी इतने अंधेरे में बुझी बुझी क्यों बैठी हैं
आई तुम्हारे फुप्पा 95 साल की उम्र में भरी जवानी में छोड़ के चले गए
आय हाय 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 हाय
कुछ ना पूछो
उए 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 उए। तो फिर अगली बारी आपकी हो जाए नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट
चल हट मरे हमारे दुश्मन जला दो सारे घर की रोशनी और फानूस जब हमारे पास हो डिस्काउंट पावर तो घरों और दिलों में अंधेरा क्यों रहे
जी आंटी मुझे दिलों में रोशनियां जगाए
Go to discountpowertx.com/promotions and sign up today. Discount Power PUCT number 10177.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, jee nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
The holiday season is gone, but the season for delicious food has just begun. Come to Arling's Chinese for your favorites like Miri Miri Sizzler, Chili Chicken, or the legendary Lobster Manchurian. Don't forget our tantalizing appetizers like Chicken Lollipops and Paneer 88. Plan your next family dinner at Arling's Chinese. Halal menu available? Visit arlingschinese.com.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name. Amir Ali Dodia. Your agent of the community.
Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company. 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
Sun Globe Productions and Radio Tabang presents
Fakat mere dil se utar jayega,
the drama that took the world by storm.
Bichadna mubarak, bichad jayega.
Mere paas tum ho, one night only in Houston.
Dekhne sunne mein bade intelligent businessman lagte hain, lekin yahan bhav karte hue aapne mujhe hairan kar diya.
An evening gala of meet and greet with team. Mere paas tum ho.
Maine kaha ki aurat ke liye maaf karna aasan hota hai. Kyun? Kyunki mard apni kokh se bacche paida nahi karte.
One night only, March 15 in Houston.
Danish Akhtar kahin mile to usse kehna ki mujhe shukriya kahe. Maine usse bataya hai. Agar biwi ke paas dusre mard ka option ho, to shohar ke paas kuch nahi hota.
Powered by Discount Power. Official caterers, Tempura Indopark Restaurant. Limited seating. Book your tickets now. For ticket inquiries and group bookings, call Mohit Khan 281-235-4711. That's 281-235-4711.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
लहू में एक चिंगारी सिद्ध से जुनू तक है जाना हर कतरा बोल रहा
चिंगारी सिद्ध से जुनू तक है जाना हर कतरा बोल रहा
FM. So we are in conversation. Yay! So for people who don't know why we are cheering, the reason is because we're having so many technical issues today. And for some reason, nothing seems to be cooperating with us, any of the equipments. But finally, we got Facebook Yay. Live working. We figured out why you are not able to hear us, but now hopefully that has been fixed and we get the phone sort of cooperating, the camera cooperating with us. So thank you for your patience, everyone. You know, things happen when you're live.
Yeah, right, exactly, right. That's a good thing about it, right? Unscripted.
Unscripted, that's right.
Right, yeah.
So thank you for your patience, everyone. So, all right, so we were talking, Nelvin, about the documentary Human Flow, right?
Yeah.
And then you were talking about your son and how you kind of told him that, you know, we, like teaching him, basically.
Yeah, you have to be appreciative of everything. And I think that's one thing about coming to this country. We need to understand the importance and the value of everything that we've gotten. So in return, you will be able to give back again, mm-hmm. you know, because not especially here in this country. I mean, everything is almost like it's provided for you, right?
Yes.
I mean, you get a lot of for colleges, you get a lot of college support. You get, you know, you have college loans, you have grant money that you can apply for. In the Philippines and other parts of the country, it's so difficult to have that. If you don't have money, you can't go to college.
Oh, wow. That's true.
It's hard. Even going to school in high school, everything here is provided for us. And sometimes we take that for granted.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
You know, we take that for granted. You know, when I was in banking,
I always make a joke. When I go to the teller line and I see a teller actually not smiling at all, it's like, you know, just sitting there. I said, one thing that you could do for people is smile.
Yeah.
Because smile is free. Smile is free. Because that's contagious.
It is.
If you smile to someone, that person, just imagine if that's a virus, oh my God, everybody will be happy.
Yeah.
So not all of us will be, will be so concerned about all this happening. I wish they could do a virus called happiness.
Yeah.
So everybody would love probably to have it, right?
Right.
So they're not going to be, I know not to disrespect about what's happening right now, you know, but I just want us to just enjoy life.
Yeah,
let's
spread
just enjoy
joy.
Life. Spread joy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, Nelvin, you are in realty.
Yes.
You have mentored a lot of young adults,
yeah.
A lot of them, right? But in your life, who has influenced you the most?
Wow. When I was in the Philippines, I think my mom is the main number one because being an educator, right? Yeah. This is what my mom has taught me growing up. She said to me, if you want change, you got to be part of that change. You cannot complain to what's happening in the country or in your community by not doing anything. Because you're then become part of that problem.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. That's the biggest, I think, advice that my mom has told me. That's why I became so involved with everything. Because I want change.
Yeah.
I want to do something different. If others will not do it, maybe I'll start something and then that people will follow. Because In our spectrum, there are people that are leaders, there are people that are followers.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta take the lead and start something, right? So that's on personal level. In the business level, I think the biggest mentor for me was Mr. Trillo. Anthony Trillo was my boss when I was working for Subic PX Club in the Philippines. It's a duty-free shop.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that really gave me an opportunity to be in the management level at the age of 21. I was the youngest manager.
Wow.
And that really taught me a lot, managing people, understanding people, and making sure that you put them in everything, decisions, everything that you do.
Yeah.
Right? Because they have families as well. So it's not just you managing them. It's just like, every decision that you make when you're in the management level, you're making decisions for their livelihood and their lives as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And I think many of us don't think it that way. And I love the way that you put it because it's not for one individual.
No.
It's the entire family that gets affected.
Yeah.
We never think about it that
way. If they go to your office, right, and they did something wrong, and what you did is just point out every time for the things that they've done wrong in the entire day. Just do you think what's going to happen to them when they get home?
Yeah.
Who's going to be impacted when they get home?
The family.
That's why I guess I've learned to realize that every decision that we make in our lives, it's not just about you, about me. It impacts the entire universe that you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Even after tonight, after today.
Today, yeah.
What is this going to impact to you after we talk? And how is this going to impact to your listeners after this day?
That's right.
You know, we influence so many people that we have no idea. Indirectly.
Yeah.
Everything that we do, everything that we say.
Yes, that's true. And that's why it's important to have conversations, to have discussions about general things, about personal things. And we are so involved in our phones, our devices,
social
that we are
media.
Losing that touch. We are losing that human touch, that human conversation with each other.
Human
you know?
Element.
Yes, yeah. We are always texting. And sometimes that can go so... Yeah. out of control. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, having open conversations, having discussions is still a very, it plays a vital part in everyone, for everyone, I would say.
Yeah, for, that's why I said conversation is always have to be a two ways, right? But conversation requires listening.
Yes.
You know, the other day on Valentine's Day, I posted something. I said, the symbol of heart, right? The symbol of heart is the symbol of love is heart.
Yes.
Right? The symbol of ear, of listening, is ear. So the word heart, you take H and T out, you have ear. The word ear. So really, listening requires heart.
Yeah.
To better understand people. Because if you don't, then you're just hearing. You're not listening.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Right? So I always tell people, when you listen, listen with your heart. Because when you listen with your heart, then you'll be able to understand people.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Because, you know, when the very first time I met you, that was at an event at Arling's. We had a very, very brief conversation, right? And we talked a little bit about things and all. And you sent me your wedding video, which, by the way, was... was one of the finest, grandest wedding celebration. But, and then after that, I sort of like said, you know, is there any way you could make time to meet us? And even when we girls went to meet you, the conversation just flowed. You did not make us feel at any given time that we are just wasting your time or we were just talking. And you really... You know, like, it was such a great thing that you were hearing us and we were hearing you. So that is, like, I think what, you know, like, it was just you. I mean, and what you're saying is, you know, what you say, you have to practice it as well. Yeah. And I think that's how connections are made. Right. And, you know, that's how we build relations.
The best thing you can give to someone is time, is value their time. Because once those are gone, you can't take it back.
No.
A single second, a single minute, an hour of your time that make it and you point it to be more quality that you give to people, that's valuable and nobody can pay the price.
Undivided time.
Undivided, yeah. Nobody can pay the price.
Yeah. So we have talked about the Alliance, but of course you are still involved in a lot of other organizations and programs. Yeah. And, you know, we would like you to brief us with a few of those that you are involved in and the ones that have really had a real impact on you. And why are you doing that for, you know, why those specific organizations?
Right. Well, right now, I just got elected to the second term as chairman of the board for the Alliance. You know, and as you all know, I'm very, very, my heart always is all about the immigrants and refugees, because those are the people that actually need our help most of the time, you know, because sometimes they don't know where the resources are coming from. They don't know how to get the resources. Yeah. So an Alliance does that. That's why when I actually, last year I just posted and reposted it this morning, when I got the award for the Texas Association of Realtors as the Community Neighborhood Award for the entire Texas, I picked Alliance as the beneficiary for the cash award that I've got.
Oh, wow.
So they gave them money for that award. So because I know there's a connection in between, because you know all the realtors in Texas or all over the country, they're the one that builds a community, right? Because they're the one that actually helps people start their lives and also within what community would be best part of us. I kind of guide, you know, so they help. So Alliance is really the number one on my list, actually, that I really help a lot, right? And number two, actually, my business, of course, is ARIA. The Asian Real Estate Association of America is another organization that I am very passionate about, because at the end of the day, this is my line of business, right?
Yes.
And second, they're just not just about real estate. They help. This is all a lot of commercial people starting businesses themselves. So when you create these businesses and real estate, it helps people as well at the same time, right? Creating the community again.
Yeah.
And at the same time, ARIA is very involved in helping community. You know, so many years we've done helping people that are victims of, got impacted by the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we help one, we actually, our group, we actually helped this old couple rebuild their home.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did a horror hammering and all.
Right.
So that's what ARIA does. And also ARIA is about education. Mm-hmm. Educating the youth is also part of ARIA. Right. So so that's the second. The third action that I'm also involved is about businesses. So I'm part of the Filipino American Chamber of Commerce of Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the PACC Texas is very good in also getting advice in engaging all small businesses, especially the Filipino community. Because sometimes the biggest challenge is when people think about Filipinos, they think, oh, they're all in the medical field, they're all nurses and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people that are actually also business owned.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
There's lawyers, there's doctors, there's like myself, and then a small boutique type.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot, so I'm very involved with those too. Right, and but now in Fort Bend, I just got appointed and got accepted to serve on the hate crime in Fort Bend. This is actually under Brian Middleton, the Department of Justice. So I was so excited about to be part of that because hate crime. No matter how you look at it, it's hate. It can be either because of your culture, you being gay, your background, being an immigrant. Hate is hate. And we should not be living in hate.
True.
So that's why I'm involved in that too. And hopefully we'll be involved. And, you know, I do one of the biggest back to school program that we do every year,
yes.
Right? The back to school program, which we're going to be doing again this August,
yeah.
You know, we've been doing it for the past 12 years.
12 years. Wow.
So we give out 5 to 10,000 backpacks every year. Wow. And then, of course, one of my favorite at Christmas is the Adafa family, where we give out tons and tons of toys to families that are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That's why I created I finally decided to create the Adriatica Foundation because I want to be able to really do more than just in general terms helping other community and other organizations, right? But I want to create something that will be a legacy for us. So since I've been doing that anyway, might as well just create a legacy. So hopefully the Adriatica Foundation will be able to service do a scholarship. I'm actually this year in May for the APAHA, which I'm part of. I forgot APAHA, which is the Dancing with the Stars, which is I'm one of the board. I was the president of APAHA, the Asian Pacific American Heritage, for the past 2 years. And we do the biggest annual gala that we do, the Dancing with the Stars, right? So we also give a lot of scholarship to Asian American, right? We normally have 70 to 80 applicants.
Wow.
Yeah, kids. And we give out, with HEB supporting us, so we give out, sometimes we give up to 12 scholars.
Wow.
Yeah, every year, right? So this year, well, I guess I can announce it now. This year, I am so proud to have our first Adriatica Foundation scholarship that I'm going to give one recipient this year at the APAHA.
Wow,
yeah, so
that's amazing.
That. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, the Adriatica Foundation that we're starting, hopefully it will create something, you know, and it will help a lot of people. So.
Yeah. So, you know, like this is the new year. It's 2020. Right. We all have a lot of expectations for ourselves. We all have a lot of things we want to do. And, you know, we have our New Year's resolutions and everything else. So for you, what is your vision for 2020?
Focus on myself. You know, yesterday, uh-huh. It's just so funny you asked a question. Because one of my friends posted something on Facebook and he goes, this is just getting so much for myself. You know, I can't handle this. There's just so much going on with so much activity from different organizations I'm part of. So I need a break. That's what he said. So I posted something and replied. I said, I may not be the right person to say this to you, but someone once told me that you have to put yourself first sometimes in order to continue to serve others in the community. Because if you're not well, then how can you serve?
True.
So my New Year's resolution, actually, and I said this to my husband, this time I'm going to put myself in the right frame of mind, in the right position, so I can well serve the community. So I'm going to eat healthy. Uh-huh. I'm going to go back to going to the gym again. Because I totally have forgotten to be healthy mentally and physically.
That's important.
And all of us cannot do anything that we want to do in life if we're not physically and mentally healthy. So that's my New Year's resolution, actually, is to be focused on my mental and physical health so I can help more.
Wow.
And I've been doing that for the past, as I told you, I think a week now, I've been in the gym every day and I've been running 2 miles a day.
Wow, good for you.
So I have to focus. And I told my husband, no red meat. I said, we're going to have to eat tofu,
wow,
vegetable, a lot of no fried stuff, and limit on rice. Because you know we're Asians.
Yes, rice. Right? Right?
Oh my God. Love our rice.
So I said, but that's the main focus for me 2020. So I can do more.
Yeah.
And I think if we all do that, we can serve. So nobody can complain that they don't have time. When people tell me, I don't have time to do this, I said, oh, give me a break. Come on. I said, if you really want to do something, you'll find time.
Yeah, you'll make the time.
You'll make the time. Just put it in your heart. That's why I remember I always tell people, and I said to last week when I was invited to another show, I said, community service is as easy as ABC. You have to aspire, you have to believe, and you have to care.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
That is.
That's the only way. So I always tell people, just think ABC.
It's so simple.
Simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Aspire, believe, and care.
And care.
I like that.
I can't believe the time is almost like, what is going on? It just went by so fast. But of course, we are going to, you know, have you back on Chai Time because we have a lot of topics to cover and important topics that people, you know, sort of have to, you know, like get be aware of all these topics and touch people's hearts. Yeah. And, you know, before we wrap up, one thing I just want to repeat also that we were talking about the documentary film, Human Flow, which is on Amazon Prime. Yeah. So, you know, do watch it. It is an eye opener, for sure. So we do encourage everyone to do watch that film. And before we do end, Nelvin, what message would you like to give all our listeners out there?
Serve.
Nice.
Serve with your heart and serve with pride. That's the only thing I can say. Because I think people need help. There's a lot of people out there that need us. And sometimes we need help too, right?
Yeah.
That's why reach out.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I try to call a friend when I'm really, when I feel down, I call friend. Sometimes I talk to my husband. You know, it's not all bed of roses. And we all know that. We have all our struggles. We have all our, you know, obstacles challenges in life. But it's not bad to ask for help.
Yeah.
I ask help.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it alone.
No.
You can't. So for all the listeners right now who are, you know, maybe experiencing something that they think they are, you know, buried because of so much going on in their lives and, you know, issues and problems, you know, help is out there. All you have to do is reach out